You gotta pick a sugya in Sanhedrin, something that's halacha l'maaseh related, lumdus to it. We'll probably do this 2, maybe 3 days. There's a lot of inyanim related to Shabbana. The sugya comes up on Mem Aleph and Mem Beis and Aleph. Just a few lines of the Gemara, and a lot of halacha l'maaseh, how exactly Kiddush Levana is performed. So the Gemara starts off as Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Kam Mevarchin Al HaChodesh. Up until what point is one allowed to perform the mitzvah or the bracha of Kiddush Levana? So Ad Shetismali Pigimal, until the breaking part, until the whole moon is fixed of some sort. What's the begimah of a kama? How many days does that take? Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Shiva. 7 days. Once it's gotten to a half a moon, so that's when the begimah is no longer there, and you can no longer say the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Nahardai Amri, they would say Ad Shisha Asar, up until the 16th, until the full moon. That's when the begimah is entirely filled. Retarvayu Kabbi Yochanan Tzvili, Halameviki, Yisra Halameviki Nafya. Okay. So the machlokes in the Gemara is whether you could say up until day 7 or day 16. Is that when the pegimah of Levana is finished? 7 or 16. So the Adarma writes, Vim Tomar, sorry about the two number ones there, Leman Damar Ad Shisr, according to the Pinu, says up until the 16th, V'halo Bar Basar Himalaya, isn't it really complete on the 14th? The 14th is really complete, not the 16th. Lokasha, Lichi Amar Ad Shetimali Pigimasa V'ad Bichlal Kamar, V'ad Sheshistar Mimali Mali V'kama. It doesn't mean Ad V'lo Bichlal, it means Ad V'ad Bichlal. When we say up until the 16th, it includes even the 16th itself. Okay, that was the ambiguity in the Gemara Yadarma picks up on. When we say the 16th, does it mean up until the 16th, but not including, only through the 15th could one say it, or including the 16th as well?
Did you know, Donald, at what point, what the moon looks like at certain points in the month? Just to like...
Okay, well, in the beginning of the month, it looks like this. Okay? Nothing. That's day one. Day seven, it looks like the half moon. This is day seven. And day 15, it is a full moon.
Okay.
This is day one. There's nothing there.
Okay.
In between, it's going to look like that. And get a little bigger. And here, it's going to look like, I guess, like that or something. I don't really, something like that. Something like that. I don't know. Something in between those.
Okay.
And I think like that's more like it. And then it slowly gets bigger. So.
And then it gets smaller again.
And then after 15, 16, it starts getting slower, right?
Okay.
By day 22, it'll be back to a half a moon. And then by day 29 to 30, it'll be zero. So machlokes is, do you say up until day 7 or up until day 15? And we say day 15, really 16 rather, do we include the 16th or not include the 16th? And the Rama says on the day 16, even the day 16, you could still say the bracha of Kiddush Levana. The Torah, however, writes, everyone paskins like Nahardai, that you could say it up until the 16th. But the Torah says, Nahardai Amri ad Yudvav velo Yudvav. You could say it until the 16th, but not including the 16th. You found yourself in the 16th, you can no longer say Kiddush Levana. The Bach writes, he just qualifies the statement, when do you start counting the 16, day 15? When does that begin? Does that begin on day 1? Or does that begin from the Molad? When exactly the new moon was born? We mentioned the Molad right before Birchas, before benching Rosh Chodesh. So when do you calculate? So the Bach writes, from the Chuas Maharil, Ein lekadsha el ad chatzi chav tes yud beis tashtag mehamolad. It's you have to count the actual days and minutes from the molad. It's not from day one. There's going to be nafkaminas because sometimes the halfway point will be, sometimes the molad can take place before day one. I don't know exactly how these things work, but it takes place before day one. But we start keeping Rosh Chodesh day one. Now comes along day 15. The Molad, the 15 really based on the Molad, finishes on day 14. So if you go based on the Molad, day 14 you can no longer say it. But if you go based on the day, actually, day 15 you can. And the opposite happens also. Sometimes the Molad happens afterwards. So day 15 could be here, but the Molad will be complete on day 16. So that's the opinion of the Ma'aril, that you have to go based on the actual calculation from the Molad. It seems very technical, but it's very important halacha l'maisa though. The Shulchan Aruch number 4 writes, "Ad Emes Ayim Mevarchin Aleh." Up until what point could you still say the bracha of Kiddush Levana? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Ad Yudvav Miyom Hamolad," from the day 16th of the Molad, And velo yudvav v'chla, but you cannot include the 16th day itself. It's only up until and including the 15th, but not the 16th. Comes along the Ramon, adds v'ein l'kadosh el ad chatzi chav tes yud beis tashtag me'hamolad. Has to be half the calculation of the molad. So the question that Achron wanted to deal with, does the Rama argue with the Shulchan Aruch, or is he just qualifying the Shulchan Aruch? Meaning the Rama clearly says you go based on the calculations of the molad. And the Shulchan Aruch, did he explain the Shulchan Aruch, or does the Shulchan Aruch argue and say, no, no, you count from the actual day, day one, day two, day three, day four, regardless of when the molad actually took place? Yes. V'ein l'kadosh, you cannot do kiddush levana. Ella ad chatzi, up until half of chaf tes yud beis tashtag me'amolag. Chaf tes are 29 days, yud beis 12 hours, and what was that? 793 minutes. I'm not sure exactly what they are in zmanim. Half of that's a full month. What we just said: 29 days, 12 hours, and 793. That's a full month. Half of that is when you could no longer say kiddush levana. So the Mogen Avraham Aruch HaShulchan argue whether Ma is explaining the Beis Yosef or is he arguing the Beis Yosef. The Ramah clearly says how we paskin like that we have to wait up until we calculate from the Molad. It's for the Svardim, Yesh Lachor within the Svardim, whether he agrees with the Ramah or not. So we paskin again based on the calculations. Now the Ber Halacha quotes very Halacha L'maisa. Let's say, based on the other issue of, do you include the 16th? Could you still say the 16th? Could you still say Kiddush Levana on the 16th? Or no, the 16th, that's when it ends. So the Ber Halacha number 7 writes, that b'shem miktas mefarshim, digam tezayim b'chlal, there are some mefarshim who say that even on the 16th you could say Kiddush Levana, included in that is the Yad Mah that we saw. Af she'ein halacha kenel mechab and ramah, even though the mechab and the ramah don't write that halacha, let's say you find yourself as the 16th and you forgot to say Kiddush Levana, or you couldn't find the moon clearly outside day 16, they advise you should say Kiddush Levana on day 16 still without a Shema Malchus. It happens often. Now the only problem is we don't really know how to calculate when the Molad is. I don't know what those numbers mean, but you somehow know when the Molad is and you find yourself the night of the 16th, one should say. Okay, so that's just some technical points about Kiddush Levana, not the exciting stuff. But the Gemara said that the question of the Gemara was, when could you say Kiddush Levana? Up until what point could you say Kiddush Levana? The Gemara forgot to leave out an important question. When do you start beginning to say Kiddush Levana? The first night? The second night? Third night? Seventh night? When could you start saying Kiddush Levana? What would you think if I asked you, when would you start saying Kiddush Levana? Would you see the moon? So when would that be? What do you think? Based on the Rosh Chodesh?
When to exceed it?
Like
day 2?
Day 2 maybe? Day 3? You say Rosh Chodesh maybe? Day 7? 7? What?
Depends
what year. Let's look at some of the Makar. So when do you start saying the Bracha of Kiddush Levana? So the Maseches Sofrim, number 8, says V'ein Mevarchem Al HaYareach El B'motzei Shabbos. You should only say Kiddush Levana on Saturday night. Doesn't say day 1, doesn't say day 7. Saturday night is the time that one should say, regardless of what day of the month it is. Kishum Mavusam. Why Saturday night? Because you're Mavusam. We'll see in a second, Rabbi Yonah will describe and define what Mavusam means. Ukelim Na'am, and you're wearing nice big day Shabbos. Vitola Enof Kinegda, you should look at the moon. Umiyashez Raglam, and keep your feet straight. So the Masechas Sofrim is developing something about the chashivas of Kiddush Levana. You should wear nice clothing. You should look above and stare at the moon. You should keep your legs together and straight. And so on Motzei Shabbos, when you're Mavusam, on Motzei Shabbos, you're whatever that means, that's the appropriate time. So what does Mavusam mean? So number 9, Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos writes as follows. He quotes the Maseches Sofrim that you have to mispasem. So the first opinion, which I didn't put in bold, but the first paragraph from Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, Yesh omrim ad matzei Shabbos shemivarchan al besamim. Because in matzei Shabbos, we have Avdala, we say bracha on besamim, we say bracha on the spices. So somehow, that connects to Kiddush Levana. He says, I don't really like that, I don't understand what that means. What's the connection of besamim to Kiddush Levana? Any thoughts? I have no thoughts. Rabbeinu Yonah had no thoughts. I have no idea why that would be connected. There must be a deeper meaning according to this opinion.
Could be.
So of the scent of smell, the reach and the yareach of the moon, something like that. Maybe. Yeah, I think Eitan has an idea. Oh, all right. That's deep. I like that. Reach, yareach, levana, levona. Okay, that works. Didn't work for Rabbeinu Yonah though. But all right, there's something deep there. I don't know what it is. Motzei Shabbos, a lot of deep things go down. We make a bracha on the Eish. Remember, Adam HaRishon created the Eish thousands of years ago. Besamim. When else we have a chiv to say besamim? And then all the Kabbalistic things, which many Ashkenazi homes even do. Mordechai brings down Mordechai in the beginning of Yuma. He discusses, because in Yom Kippurim, discussing all the... Is it Yuma? Yeah, Yuma. He's discussing various things. All the strange minhagim that we do, like pouring the candle, dipping the candle into the wine, and then dipping our fingers in and rubbing it all over ourselves. He says, what's pshat with that? What's pshat with all the shimanim we have at Rosh Hashanah? He explains certain things have a certain mesorah we should do it. So the Mordechai, an Ashkenazi, wasn't a makubal of any sort. He says the idea of this dipping your fingers in the wine and the candles on Motzei Shabbos. A lot of deep things go on in Motzei Shabbos. So this is perhaps one of them. But Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to give another explanation. What does tispase mean? Miloshon chupa, to be adorned, to be covered under a canopy. Vidomolo ovid bismulabre. He brings it similar to when a person makes a busma, a chupa in Aramaic. A busma is a chupa for his son. So it should be that the time shetase kimo chupa she gedola ksasim miris vosel. What does it mean? Why Motzei Shabbos? I'm not sure why Motzei Shabbos. But Rabbeinu Yonah says when the moon is somewhat big, when it makes a chuppah, when in the beginning, day one, it's nothing there, day two, it's not enough, it has to be a certain size to create this chuppah type element. Now, again, I'm not sure why that's only Motzei Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, the moon won't be this shape of a chuppah.
Why didn't you say that? I mean, each degree is to those Thanos, whatever, those at the sovereign, that you need to, it needs to be with this, whatever, nice clothing, whatever, but the reason why you can't do it immediately. Because of this particular reason, like there's two separate inyanim, like why to do a daf on Shabbos and why to wait.
Which I'm remembering just for a second. I think the Achronim point out Rabbeinu Yonah didn't have that girsa of Motzei Shabbos in Masechta Sofim. He just had the girsa of Mevusam. He's defining what Mevusam means. Does Mevusam mean spices, and therefore it should be only Dafka Motzei Shabbos, or does Mevusam mean Chuppah? Nothing to do with Motzei Shabbos. It has to do with the size of the moon. Now Rabbeinu Yonah explains the logic behind it. Why do you have to have the moon to be a certain size? Something to like what Evan was saying. And this is a very key line. He says, V'nir lemori harav, niru sheperish mishtamek, loshen levsumikala, levsumikama to amplify one's voice. Shirot shalom nimtak hakol, v'odam nehenem mimena, when the person gets hana'a from the moon, shezehu achar beiz yomu or gimel. The idea of Kiddush Levana is you say a bracha on the hana'a that you receive from the moon. And when does that take place? Not Rosh Chodesh like Eitan was suggesting, but maybe 2 or 3 days, suggests the Rabbeinu Yonah, when you can actually get a certain amount of hana'a from the moon. And therefore, it becomes a birchas hananen almost.
Hana'a being the light you get from it, or the beauty you get from looking
at it? Lechor, the light you get from it. So Rabbeinu Yonah says day 2 or day 3 from the hana'a one receives. Now, the Rashi and the Rambam argue on the Rabbeinu Yonah, though. More like what Eitan said. The Rashi writes in our Masechta and Sanhedrin, this sugya, Ad kama mevarchin, up until when could you say a bracha? And Rashi fills in the hole. Well, the Gemara never asks, when could you start saying the bracha? When could you start saying the bracha? Rashi says, imlo ber chayom, if you didn't say it today, which Acharim say implied day one. If you didn't say it on day one, so then yivarch lamacha, you could say it tomorrow, and the next day, up until either day 7 or day 16. But Rashi implies in day one. That's what Aruch HaShulchan's diak is. Where Moshe agrees to the diak of Aruch HaShulchan. Day one, you could say it. It's even clearer in the Rambam. The Rambam, number 11, Perek Yud of Hilchas Brachos, Halacha Tezdain. He first, the very placement of the Halacha is very interesting. Look what he writes in the beginning of Halacha Tezdain. Hayro Keshes, if you see a rainbow, Be'onon, in the clouds, Mevarech Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Zocher Bris V'Ne'eman B'Yisrael, V'Kayim B'Ma'amaro. And then that very same halachi writes, Haro levana mechidusha you see the new moon, Mivarech, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokim Malachim, Asher B'mamor, Baruch Shachokim, V'ruach Piv, v'chule v'chule. Why exactly is the Rambam placing the halacha, the bracha of Kiddush Levana, next to the bracha of Keshes? Keep that in mind. And then halacha Yedzayin, he tells us the halacha, when one should start saying it. Im lo birich ale bile rishon, if you don't say it in the first night, mivarech ale ad shisha, so yom v'chodesh ad shetamai b'kimasa. If you don't say it on day one, but you should say it on day one, you should say it on day one, like the Rashi says. What's Peshat? You wanted to say that, Eitan. Rosh Chodesh, you should ready be able to say it. Why should you say it on day one? So what's the nature of the bracha? What type of bracha is it? Right. Bracha is a shevach. It's not that hana. You're right. The Rambam agrees to Rabbeinu Yonah. There's no hana on day one. You barely see anything. If you were in a pitch black city, away from New York City, up in the country, where there are no lights, you won't get any. You walk outside, you'll get no light from the moon. You might be able to see it, but it won't project any light. But still, you see the chiddush, you see the new moon. You're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Birchas HaShevach. And that's why it's coupled with Birchas HaKeshes, the rainbow. It's also Birchas HaShevach. The whole perek is talking about Birchas HaShevach. That's, I think the Rambam introduces perek Yud as Birchas HaShevach V'Hodoya. That's why it's in the very same halacha. As Keshes. It's a Birchas HaShevach. And therefore, since it's a Birchas HaShevach, it's not when you get Hana, it's not about the Hana, it's when you roe it, when you see it. And you could see it already a little bit on day one. Yeah, Jake, you had a question?
Yeah, you can't see it on the first day, technically?
I think it's like a little sliver of it you could see. You, if you can't, then you shouldn't say the Bracha.
Right.
The Bracha is Haroe, Levan B'Chazusha, when you see the new moon.
Something that you just know that it's gone.
Right, you can't just know. You have to see. It's a Birchas, or you have to, it's a Birchas Haroe. Generally, you see, well, it depends. It's actually, that's a nafkamina between Birchas Hanenen and Birchas HaShevach. Birchas Hanenen, you say bracha prior to eating it, like you said. And in this case, the Re'iyah would be the seeing. You would have to say the bracha and then look at it. According to the Rambam, it's a Birchas HaShevach. You say the bracha after you see it. But again, the Maisa is still the Re'iyah. This Maisa is the seeing. But the question, when do you say it before or after? And therefore, one who wants to be makbid in both of these shitas should first look at the moon. For the Shitas Rambam, it's a Birchas HaShevach. Say the bracha, then look at the moon a second time because it might be Birchas Hanenen. So it's a Birchas Hanenen, you have to say it prior to doing the Maisa. If it's a Birchas HaShevach, you'd say the bracha after the Maisa. No, you could still get. That's a great kasha. So even for the Birchas Hanenen, you still have to make sure there's enough hana to get to say bracha on it. So oftentimes it's besamim. We say Berei Minei Besamim Motzei Shabbos. Now, if you it doesn't smell, it's a bracha levatala. So people will check first, make sure you can smell, it works. And then you say the borei b'nei b'samim on it, and they get the hana from it. Because if there's no hana, when it comes to food, the vada is hana. Wine. One should smell the wine, make sure it's not sour first. Because if it's sour, bracha levatala. That's to make sure it's a good wine. So people smell the wine. Certain things you could check before and check or not.
You don't make a bracha.
You don't say bracha. No, I'm saying before drinking it, you could test it. By smelling it, if it's bad or not. That's what I'm saying. So certain things you have to, when it comes to the summon, you have to smell to make sure it's a good smell to say the bracha afterwards. Now, this discussion, whether it's a birchas HaShevach or birchas HaNenen, and therefore you should say it before or after the Maisa, is very similar to the birchas HaEsh we say on Matzah Shabbos also. When we say borei mer HaEsh Matzah Shabbos, is that a birchas HaShevach or a birchas HaNenen? Same exact hakira. So some will do what I do, and I heard Rav Nevinson does this also, and Post can bring this down. One should first look at the candle Matzah Shabbos, because it might be a Birchas HaShevach. You see it first, and give the Shevach and say the Bracha. After saying the Bracha, look at it a second time, because it might be Birchas HaNenen. If it's a Birchas HaNenen, you have to say the Bracha first, and then do the Maisa. So you do it both, before and after the Bracha. So to Kiddush Levana, you should look at the moon. If you want to be makbid for these shittas, look at the moon, say the Bracha, look at the moon a second time. Now, the Birkei Yosef, we're not going to go through now, he's the one who makes his deek, and the Rambam explains that the Rambam thinks since on day one one's allowed to say it, it must not be a Birchas HaNen. On the tour, in the Hagos Haros brings this very Chakira down. I couldn't find the actual Sefer Tshuvas Yeshua. I just wrote down where I found it in the Mar Makamos. But the Tshuvas Yeshua, he says as follows, that Kiddush Levon is a Birchas Hananin. And therefore, if the moon is covered up by clouds, sometimes you could see where you could find where the moon is because the clouds are lit up, but you can't see the actual tzura of the moon. But you could still get hana. The clouds sometimes will create a larger light. It magnifies the light sometimes, the moon. So you get a more hana. This writes the Sefer, the Tshuvas Yeshua, that you could say Kiddush Levon even though it's behind the clouds because you get the hana. It's better, of course, to see the actual moon, mitzvah min hamuvchar. But if you get the hana through the clouds, one could still say bracha kish levana. Rabbeinu Yaakov Milisa argues on him. He says, no, the ikar bracha of kish levana is on the mice bracious, just like thunder and lightning and moon, like the Rambam. Therefore, it's only when you can actually see it. You have to actually see the mice bracious. It's not the hana that we get. It's seeing the mice bracious, seeing the moon, a kish bracha created the moon. Only then could you say it. But there still is a Tanai. There's still a Tanai. Although it's when you see it, it has to be able to see the moon that produces Hana. It's not the Hana per se that is Mechayiv the Bracha. It's the seeing that's Mechayiv it. But it has to be a seeing of something that creates Hana. That's the qualification that the Rabbeinu Yaakov Milisa makes. Tiferes Yisrael also talked about this issue, whether Kiddush Levon is about Hana or Birchas HaShevach. Yeah.
Could you put this here back into the Gemara, December 16th? The one who say, I guess 7 would say, for whatever reason, that 7 days is the total time that you can have Hana from this without the bracha, I guess, you know, not being effective anymore, that you're not getting Hana from it after 7 days, so to speak. But 16 days, you know, I guess it would be more... I guess Shevach continues for all those 16 days.
Yeah, I would say the opposite would be true.
Okay, fine.
I would say the opposite. It's interesting to connect it. If it's up until like 16, so then more Hana, more Hana. When it starts going down, you're not saying a bracha on the lack of Hana.
Uh-huh.
But it's not Shevach, so only the first 7 days where you really see the new part of it.
Okay.
But once it starts, you know, coming to the other side, it may not be in its chidushe anymore, and therefore you can't say brachas Shevach. But it's a very good way to connect it. I didn't see anybody address that. Now, Teres Yisrael and Moed Katan on the Mishnayos was dealing with the following Shiloh. We're going to get to it probably tomorrow, but whether one could say Kiddush Levon on Yontif. And he quoted some people that say you cannot do Kiddush Levon on Yontif because it's a problem of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's a Chiyah of Simcha on Yontif, and he thinks, or this opinion thinks, that Kiddush Levon is also about Simcha, and therefore it's Ein Simcha, Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. And he goes on to explain the whole idea, which types of simchas, is it going to be a clash, it has to be a simcha b'ki mitzvah, a simcha b'hanas guf, has to be where you get a hana from it, and it also has to be a case where there's a simcha of the actual ki mitzvah. If it's simple hana without a ki mitzvah, or a ki mitzvah without hana, that won't qualify, that won't be a clash of Eimar and simcha b'simcha. A good thing to look at, we're not going to go into that part. It's the second half I wanted to go into. Yeah, then. According to one opinion, right.
So this is like,
I don't think the sum gives us simcha, it just relieves us from our loss. But I don't think it's supposed to create us in a state of, put us in a state of simcha necessarily. But the second half of Tiferes Yisrael quotes another opinion that say, why is it aser to be Mekadesh Levana on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Mishum Shenehene, because you're getting Hana'a from something that's outside the Tchum. Right, there's a Tchum. One cannot go outside the Tchum. And therefore, since the moon is way outside the Tchum, one can't go there without getting to the Dinam of Tchumim. You can't get Hana'a from something outside the Tchum. Let's say an Akum brings something from the outside the Tchum on Shabbos itself. You can't get Hana'a from that. So there's a Hana you get from the moon also, which is outside the Tchum. That's what some want to suggest. he quickly rejects it without getting to the dinim of tchum, whether there's a problem with tchum above 10 or not. Some say above 10 there's no tchumim anymore, it's not an issue at all. But he says the other problem is it's not hana. Mitzvah lav lenos nitnu. There's no hana, it's not a birchas hanenin, kirish levana. Kirish levana is a birchas hashevach. So that's not going to be a good explanation why one cannot do Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, Tzavnes Paneach in the Rambam, here in Hilchos Brachos, the Rogachover, says there's another Nafkamina. Let's say I'm outside and I have a lantern with me, a candle. I'm getting enough hana from this candle, therefore the moon does not provide any additional hana, I wouldn't be able to say Kiddush Levana. Because the Tzavnes Paneach assumes it's Birchas Hanenin. Now, if that would be the case, if we paskin that to Birchas Hanenin, it would be a big problem anybody who lives, including us, who live close to New York City. You go outside any day, or any night rather, there's a lot of light from New York City. The light is basically lit up. This night is basically lit up. We don't paskin this way, but still, for the alumnus of it, it's an interesting nafkamina, writes the Rogachover. So right now we have either to Birchas Hanenin or Birchas Hashevach. Moshe wants to say this is a completely different type of bracha. It doesn't fall in either category, he says. But Moshe writes, this is number 17, it's Choshe Mishpach Chelek Beis in Mem Zayin, Moshe writes, the Kiddush Levana hu takanas miuchedes. It's its own unique takana. Eina al hana, it's not for the hana that we receive. V'lo mitzad davar shalom matzo, it's not something that comes in frequently for Birchas Hashevach. It's not a birchas shevach like a new fruit or anything like that. And you explain the reason why, because normally for birchas shevach has to come something that's new and infrequent every 30 days, and sometimes you could say kirish levana less than 30 days. You could say on day 14, let's say, for cheshvan, and kislev you could say on day 7, let's say, less than 30 days. So you prove it's not a birchas shevach that renews itself every 30 days, because this could come even within 30 days. Therefore, the Rav Moshe writes, based on the Gemara, when you're saying Kiddush Levana, you're being mekabel avim shebashamayim. You're, I guess, accepting in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you will, mitam shemargis b'zeh b'riyas Hashem yisparach ha'olam, the certain amount of feeling of hargasha that you have of the creation of the world. She'eza yamin lo ro'o ki le'inu b'olam. You didn't see the moon for a number of days, as if it wasn't there even. And now you see the moon again, and you have this great simcha and enjoyment, not hana, but this hargash of feeling of renewal. V'lachein eina mechlal tekanas habrachos el tekanah chadasha. And therefore, Kiddush Levana is not included any under any of the previously existing takanos and brachos. It's its own new category.
How many days does this guy go without
I'm going to say 1 or 2 days, maybe. I don't know really what it is, but not many days.
Seems like you don't see for so long.
I think that probably the idea is when you start seeing the moon get smaller and smaller and smaller, it's as if like the world is like falling apart, if you will. And once you see it going back, getting bigger and bigger, it reminds you of the creation of the Levana. But I don't think there are that many days that go by with it. I don't know for sure. But if Rabbeinu Yonah allows you to say day 2 or day 3 because you get hana from the moon, that means the moon is a significant size. That means on day 27, 28, it's also a significant size in the way going down. It leaves 3-4 days in between. 6 at most, not many days, where you can't see the moon. But Rabbeinu Yonah says that's only when you get hana from the moon. You can still see the moon beforehand without getting hana. So I'm not sure exactly. Now, we spoke about two opinions right now when you could say Kiddush Levana. Either day 1, like the Rambam and Rashi, or day 3, like Rabbeinu Yonah. There's yet a third opinion brought in the Beis Yosef. This is number 18, page 4. Beis Yosef writes, Baal Shari Ora, the author of the Sefer Shari Ora, Kosef B'Tshuva, he writes in the Tshuva, Sheal Pia Kabbalah, based on Kabbalah, Ein Levarech Al Kiddush HaLevana An Shiavro Le Shiva Yamim. You should not take Kiddush HaLevana up until 7 days have passed. So we have 3 shittas now. Al Pi Kabbalah, day 7, and Al Pi Lomdus in Halacha, day 1 or day 3. Birchas HaShevach, day 1. Birchas HaNeanin, day 3. Al Pi Kabbalah, day 7. How do we pass? Shulchan Aruch writes, Simen Tavchav Vav, Sif Beis. Ein mevarchen al hayarech el b'motzei Shabbos kishemavusim mevogde ubigadav noim. You should only say kish levan on motzei Shabbos. Okay, well, how many days of motzei Shabbos? Day 1, day 2, day 3. So Shulchan Aruch writes to number 20. This is the sif here. Ein mevarchen aleha ad shiavru shivas yomim aleha. You should not take kish levan until day 7. So a very small window of time to say it. You can't say it until day 7. And you can no longer say it after day 15. You have 8 days to say it. And the Shulchan Aruch says one should say it on Motzei Shabbos. That leaves 1 or 2 days to actually say it. If day 7 is Motzei Shabbos, so you have Motzei Shabbos day 7, and the next week day 14. 2 days. I guess it's also day 8. Motzei Shabbos is day 8. You have 8 and 15. But if it's any other day, you have one night to say Kirish Levana. And if it's cloudy, you miss it, you're done. However, most of the posts can argue on the Shulchan Aruch and say you don't have to wait till day 7. The Taz writes in number 21 here, Kazim Mori Chami, the Bach, he quotes his father-in-law, V'ikala t'muah midamrinah b'gemara ad kamim v'archim. What's the Beis Yosef referring to? He says you can't say it until day 7. But the Gemara had a question, when can you stop saying it? Ad kamim v'archim, up until when? And there's an opinion out there that says up until day 7, implying that you could say it before day 7. Day 7 is the day you could no longer say it, not the day you should start saying it. So what's the Shita in the Al-Pi Kabbalah? And the Hardai who say you could say it up until day 15 or day 16, they're not arguing on the start time, they're arguing on the end time. So everybody in the Gemara has to agree you could start saying it sometime before day 7. So therefore, Taz and the Bach write that one should pass like Rabbeinu Yonah and say day 2 and day 3. Really day 3. That was a Kabbalah they received. And you should not delay saying the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah writes, number 22, Ad Shiavru Shiva, until 7 days have passed. V'rov achronim, most achronim pligal that argue on this, they all pass like Rabbeinu Yonah, after day 3 one can start saying it. Meis la'eis meis ha-molad, 24-hour periods from the molad. Shenehenin kfar me'ora, when you already received a certain amount of hana, yesh levarach aleh, one should say, ve'ein l'hach mitzvah mitzvah, you should not delay the mitzvah. Achein, however, im ha-gimel l'chodesh u'be'echa mimei ha-shvua, let's say day 3 is sometime in the weekday, which it's of course going to be, nachal l'haim tina motzah Shabbos. One should ideally wait to motzah Shabbos till day 5, day 6, day 7, whatever it may be. However, kama achronim va'agro michlo, many achronim, including the gra, mekilim afbovin de mekil, v'savri de'ein kedai l'hashos ha-mitzvah b'chol gavna. You should not delay the mitzvah. You should not wait till Motzei Shabbos. In other words, rov poskim, the chassidim paskin, you have to wait till day 7. All the other poskim paskin, day 3 one could say. Now, the paskin, you could say it after day 3. Should one wait till Motzei Shabbos or not? So that, the Mishnah Berurah writes, is machlokas achronim. Most achronim, including many of the shuls around here, say one should wait, even though day 3 one could say it, you should wait till Motzei Shabbos for the first opportunity to say it. The Gra, however, and anyone who follows the Gra, I think Shriyash, if someone told me to follow Gra there, day 3, even day 3 is a Tuesday night or Wednesday night, you should start saying it then. You should not delay doing the mitzvah.
The Achron that hold that you should wait until Motzei Shabbos, what they say, if it's not, if you're not able to say it on Motzei Shabbos, you don't have to wait anymore.
If you miss Motzei Shabbos, then for sure the next opportunity time. Because if it's day, let's say 5, then you wait till day 12. You only have 3 days left. It could be a cloudy. Right. Only for the first time. The first opportunity, you should wait till Motzei Shabbos. Most of us pass in that way. If you miss Motzei Shabbos, then any other night after that, one should say it.
What if, like, Motzei Shabbos, like, the last opportunity? Should you wait for that last Motzei Shabbos or do it during that week? I'm saying, like, should you do, like, or once you miss the person with the Shabbos, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter anymore. You should not wait. Especially according to the Gra says you should say right away. Don't even wait for the month of Shabbos. And some want to, in Taina, you know, let's say you're in the winter months, the rainy season, and very cloudy, say a place like, especially England, where it rains all the time. So imagine there, I'm guessing, I really don't know for sure, the first opportunity they have, if it's a clear night, they're going to say it there. Or Seattle, let's say. Places where it rains a lot, they probably make it like the Gra and say it right away. Okay, now the next issue, which still relates to the previous one about Birchas Hanen and Birchas Hashemach, happens very often when the moon gets covered by clouds. So number 23, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'nehenin mi'or, you get a certain amount, he's quoting the Ramah, you get Hanah from the moon. D'hainu ba'es shezrichasa nikaras agave karka. That means, what does it mean, Hanah? When you can actually see the moon shining on the ground. Im niskas alavon ba'avim, let's say the moon gets covered with clouds. Im ha'av dak, if it's very light, the colors and see through almost these clouds. Shiniris halavonim imenu, you could still see the moon behind the clouds. And you get Hana Mivarech. Sometimes you have very thin clouds. You could still see the actual moon behind it. You could see the image of the moon. And you get Hana, Mishnah Berurah passes, one could say it. It happens all the time.
The image?
He says if you see the moon, the image, I think. Vim ha'onon av, it's a very thick cloud. Ain't Mivarech, then you can't say it. Depends whether they're thick or thin. It's very, very important. Let's say you im hischel avarech. Let's say you begin saying the bracha. And during that time, and while saying the bracha, all of a sudden the clouds come and cover up the moon. You should still go mer bracha, finish the bracha, right? It's the Mishnah Berurah. Imlo, if not, you mishtiskasevavana, but let's say you know, you see the clouds moving, you see the paces moving, you want to try to chop it in quickly. If you know, by the time you start saying the bracha, it's going to get covered before you finish the bracha, you shouldn't even start, right? It's the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say you thought you have enough time, the clouds are moving slowly, you're saying the bracha, a lot of kavana, all of a sudden, clouds cover the moon. Finish the bracha, right, the Mishnah Berurah. But if you know you won't make it, by the time you finish the bracha, the clouds will cover, don't say. Very halacha l'maisa. The Be'er Halacha quotes from Radbaz, number 24, that the Nira lead that afil lo hischil adayin Levarach. Even if you haven't started saying the bracha yet, Achinis Kasa Levana. I saw the moon, then the clouds come in, they cover the moon. It says still, Kol Shla Over Yos Michle Dibur. If Yos Michle Dibur hasn't passed, a few seconds haven't passed, Misha Shazarcha, from the moment you saw the light of the moon, Yachol Lechachila Hasa, you could begin saying the bracha of Kirish Levana. Ulevarach Afilu Kisoha Anan. He argues in the Mishnah Berurah. Be'er Halacha brings this opinion, who argues? If you saw it for a second, you could still say bracha as long as it's a few seconds from seeing it. And what's the source? They bring a Gemara, or really a Shulchan Aruch rather, that when I see the thunder and lightning, or I see the lightning, I hear the thunder, I say the bracha after seeing it, after hearing it. I'm supposed to say it within a few seconds of hearing it or seeing it. So why is this any different? I saw the moon, okay, it's covered now, but I saw it. A few seconds later, I'll start saying the bracha. It's a birchas hashemach. Be'er Halacha says, not true. Hacha, halo ba'inan sheyehene la'oro, you have to get hana from the moon. Ba'karach einu mevarach acha shenigma harna, you can't say the bracha if the hana went away. Just like if I ate bread. If I'm still getting the hana from eating the bread, I'm still eating, I have more of the bread left, I should say a bracha. For the rest of the bread. If I've completed my bread, I can't say a birchas hanen after my hanah's gone away. So too, writes the Be'er Halacha, the same thing, Kiddush Lamana, to birchas hanen. If the hanah has gone away, it's covered by clouds, I can't say the bracha anymore. But clearly, the Radbaz thought otherwise. Radbaz thought to birchas hashemach. It's just like on a rainbow, or on hearing thunder, or seeing lightning. I saw or heard what I saw, I heard what I heard, and that's the bracha, even though it went away. And the Be'er Halacha goes on to explain a different case about, let's say I'm underneath a screen. Forget the issue of a roof. Let's say I'm not under a roof, but there's a screen in front of me. And I can see the moon through the screen. So we talked about this back and forth also, whether or not you're getting hanah from it or not. I won't go through that right now. Maybe we'll just stop here, and tomorrow we'll go through the different inyanim of Shabbos and Yom Tov. One say Kiddush Levana, Shabbos, Yom Tov. Nighttime, what's considered night. And then the biggest issue, the other Lamda Shul discussion here in Kiddush Levana is the issue of women. We saw a lot of time restrictions already, when one can say it, day 7, day 15, day 1, day 3, is this going to be a mitzvah aseh shasman grama? That's a big issue the Achronim discuss.